मम शिरसि मण्डनं टू डेकोरेट माय हेड, इट इज लाइक ए अलंकार फॉर माय हेड, योर फीट इज अलंकार फॉर माय हेड, सो गिव योर फीट एज अलंकार टू माय हेड and my that smart girl will be subside by doing so. So you should laugh and give me that your feet. Krishna wrote this, and then again he told that I have returned from midway, now I am going to take bath. In the meantime, after only 5 or 6 minutes, Jayadeva Goswami came. She told that, oh, you have come so early. You have come here, returned, and so fast you have come. He told that I have never returned. I have gone and just now I am coming, returning. No, you have come in mid. He told this. She showed the book. That you have returned and written something in book. Show me. He showed that in very clear and golden type it is written. The smar garala khandanam mashirashi mandanam dehi pada pallavam daram. He began to weep and fell down on the feet of Padma. That you are so lucky that you have seen Krishna. I could not see Krishna. Both began to weep. Then, feeling so separation with Krishna, they could not live here. First, I should go and take darshan of Radha and Krishna. They decided. A Akashvani came. Akashvani?
Voice from the sky.
Came and told that, O Jayadev and Padma, don't be unhappy. Come to my dham, Nilachal, and you will see there in Radha and Krishna shape there. So come at once. I want to hear your Gita Govinda. So make me listen your Gita Govinda there. Now Jayadev was in Duvidha.
Two minds.
Whether I be in Navadvip Dham or be to Nilachal Dham. In the meantime, Gaurchandra gave him darshan and told that after some time I will go there. And what you have written in Gita Govinda, I will hear by my associates there. So you should go, don't worry. I will be also there. So he did pranam to this dham and went to Nilachal Dham. There, one day, his Sita Kamala Kucha Mandala Dhita Kundala Kalita Lalita Banamal Jai Jai Dev Hare. He was seen. Any other woman remembered this poem, and in Jagannath Vatika or any other place, she was singing and gathering some cow dungs. So Jagannath Dev could not be sthir. So in the night he came out of the mandir and went where that woman was singing this song. She went in so hurry that his clothes in thorn were hither and thither, and some scratches were in his Sri Anga, Jagannath. In the morning, when Pujari saw that why all clothes has been worn and torn, and why these scratches are in, he told to main priest, and main priest went to king, and they were so much anxious. In the midnight, Jagannath told that the lady was singing Jayadev's song, and I went to hear. In hurry, everything has been done so. Like manner, Devadasi was singing any song of Jayadev, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ran away to that lady. Govind was warning Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this is lady, 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 lady. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was running, Govind could not follow. At last he told in loud tone, are you, this is lady, you should not touch her. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that, oh, I was mad. If you have not told that she is lady, and if I have touched and done like this, I should go in ocean and drink,
drown
in that. You have saved me. So this is Gita Govinda, and this is the place of Jayadev, Baninath, and so many bhakts. And Prabhupada has established this one thing.
I have a question.
What?
One question I have is that Champakalata, she lived here, but this is very far.
No. Shvetdeep and Vrindavan are
same.
Each other very, very, very close.
And another question. That sometimes we hear that before Madhavendra Puri, nobody could understand these confidential things. Yet Jayadev Goswami was writing in the 9th century. So how is it possible?
So Madhavendra Puri has no Aishwarya Bhav. But Gita Govinda Kar, Jayadev has some thing like this. He thinks that if Srimati Radhika gives her head on the feet of Krishna gives his head on the feet of Srimati Radhika, it is offense for Srimati Radhika.
But it was written by Krishna in the book.
Krishna has written.
So then?
So he was not a devotee like Madhavendra Puri.
He could not change. Even after reading what Krishna had done.
No, he can change. But not serving Srimati Radhika like manjaris and all these things. Madhavendra Puri was one of the 8 sakhis are like Naika or manjaris. Jayadev Goswami is far away from that. He had described something like Vidyapati, Chandidas, but not being Ragatmik Jan like gopis. There is some difference. He has some Aishwarya Bhav with Madhurya. But Raghunath Das Goswami and Rupa Goswami, Swarup Damodar Hariraman, as far more over.
What is the destination of someone like Jayadev? Final destination? If they have this Aishwarya Bhav and some Madhurya?
Like Chandidas, Vidyapati, they know that Krishna is God, and yet this is the idea of Golok, not of Gokul. Madhavendra Puri is of Gokul.
Golok Vrindavan, not Gokul Vrindavan.
No, of Gokul Vrindavan, not of Golok.
The other one is Golok Vrindavan.
Golok Vrindavan.
Radha and Krishna are like king and queen. But
king.
Still it is Vrindavan in appearance, but it is Aishwarya.
He has described something, but not like that, like Rupa Goswami and others, or Prabodhananda Saraswati.
Not Bharatiya.
Not Bharatiya. He has done something, but not like that. It cannot be told that he was Swakiya.
But not fully Bharatiya.
Not fully. Vishwakiya. Gaur Pramananda. Have you something?
Yes.
With 10,000 persons in tents, we are here in night in Parikrama. And the day was at Ekadashi. We have cooked so many things. But so rain began the whole night. Tents were
flooded.
Flooded. And no one could take any Ekadashi fruits, and so whole night waiting here.
So many cookies.
Good fragrant. Where Pradim lives?
Means New York.
New York.
Huh.
He told that then and often Pradim meet me. He has told me to see you, and I have come to you. I told that, tell him that he should join ISKCON again and serve Swamiji. He was telling that, write in it two or three sentences. There is no need of writing, but you should tell my
words.
Like so beautiful.
Very beautiful scene.
You have seen that in Hari to Deepa.
In my country there is three noble seasons. But you can't distinguish rain and then it's no hot. That's it.
Now ISKCON does the parikram by foot. Next year we will again do. One question I have is that they have only given us to next year 7 days for the parikram. Is there any problem to do it in 7 days?
No.
It does not have to be 9 days. Nothing fixed.
No. You can do it in 7 days. We at first used to do in 7 days.
No harm.
No harm. Begins from Nomi. Nomi, Dashmi, Ekadashi, Dvadashi, Trayodashi, Chaturdashi.
Does it have to be?
In Chaturdashi, in Purnima, you should finish in Antardip Mayapuri in your mat.
But they are making a different way. They are planning to do it a little earlier.
Oh. How much are they?
Maybe 10 days earlier.
So that you can do meetings and all
Not
this.
Meetings, but some festival and seminar talking and... Any harm?
No.
No harm.
But in Naudit Parikrama, Naudit Dham Parikrama, the Bhakti Vinod Thakur has stated the vidhi of Parikrama.
Ah. Therefore I'm asking.
We should last darshan at Santardeep Mayapur, the birthplace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, on Purnima. But anyhow, no harm. You can do it according to your... At first, the father of Sarvam Bhattacharya, Visharad.
Maheshwar
Visharad. The father of Bhattacharya. Was very learned person of Sanskrit. The festival of Paran of Ekadasi here. You have come here any time?
One time I have come.
Now they have done some sanskar here. Now we can pick
Mundri even
We will do parikrama. This is the main place where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to sit and read Sanskrit. Charge our Mahesh Visharad used to sit and to teach wise Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Vedas. Used to sit there. And the house was that of Mahesh Visharad where Sarvam Bhattacharya took the birthplace of
Sarvam
Bhattacharya. Sarvam Bhattacharya is Brihaspati. We should understand. At first, I have not seen this mandir.
Why?
When I came. No mandir at all.
Oh, when you first came.
So much jungles, forests. Only that place, not with cemented.
This house was here or not?
No. Only
something broken.
Something broken. Some high place was here. So much trees were here. There was no way to come. Anyhow, by very lean and thin way we used to come here. This is the place of Mahesh Visharad. He was friend of Jagannath Mishra. And both were disciples of Nilambar Chakrabarti, you know, Mahesh Visharad's father, and Jagannath Mishra's father were friends. So they always used to meet together.
Mahesh Pandit?
Mahesh Pandit, father of Sarvam Bhattacharya. The son of Mahesh Visharad, that is Sarvam Bhattacharya, in his boyhood, very brilliant scholar. So he sent him to Mithila. At that time, Mithila, you know, the birthplace of Sita Devi, was very good place for Sanskrit, like Kashi. For Nabya Nyaya, you know Nabya Nyaya? Nyaya?
No.
Nabya Nyaya. There are two kinds of Nyaya. The old one and new one. New one was at Mithila. He sent his son, Advaita Sarvam Bhattacharya, to Mithila. In a very short time, he was very much became a scholar of Nabya Nyaya. When he was returning, he was bringing some books of Nabya Nyaya. The Pandit of Mithila became angry and he snatched everything. You cannot take it because you will make Navadvip a place of Nabya Nyaya. You cannot do. So they snatched all the books. He returned here and wrote all the books he has remembered in his mind. So he was a scholar. Every book was, again, he wrote and used to teach boys of Bangladesh. He was Brihaspati, so he knew that Krishna in the shape of Mahaprabhu, Gauranga Mahaprabhu, will take birth here anywhere and will go to Nilachal Dham. So leaving all these boys and teaching, went to Nilachal and became Raj Pandit of Utkal Naresh. What name?
Pratap Rudra.
No.
Purushottam
Jana. The father of Pratap Rudra. And after that, he became head Pandit of Pratap Rudra. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went there, was very famous person. And in the Jagannath temple, when he was in front, saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and saw all the signs of Mahabhagavata. These are written in so many books, but he had not seen all these things in anybody's man's body. He became astonished and took Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in. In Chaitanya Chaitamrita, we have read that how he teach Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Vedanta Sutra, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu defeated him. And he became bhakta, that tatte nu kampam susu mikshmanam. He changed this word, bhakti padesa daya bhag. Again Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that no use of doing so, because mukti pade means bhakti pade. Mukti pade means bhakti. in bhakti first comes mukti by bhakti bhaktyabhas. So mukti is in the feet of bhakti. So don't change. Vyasadeva has written and Sukhdeva Goswami has admitted this fact, so we should not change. He took Mahaprasadam. At first he used to take Mahaprasadam. Then he used to take Mahaprasadam in the morning when he has not washed his mouth. Became one of the greatest bhakt of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is Vidya. Vidyanagar. Vidyanagar means, sir, Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written in Navadvip Dham Parikrama. It is place of Paravidya. If you have a halla, what will happen? If you have to go to Odhi, you have to go to Odhi. You have to go to Odhi. It is the place of Vidya, Paravidya. Here Brahma, he said that Brahma came and from Krishna or Narayan, he heard all Vedas. Krishna has manifested all Veds in Brahma's heart here. Here Sadashiv, that is Shankar, became Shankar, and here he was permitted to do the Kalpita Artha of Vedanta Sutra. Kalpita Artha, you know, another meaning.
Imagine and
imagination.
Interpretation
of Vedanta Sutra. Sarvam khalidam brahma, tattvamasi, prajnanam brahma, and all the other things. Here Ramanuj came and took siksha of Vishishtadvaitvar, Nimbark, Vishnu Swami, all came here. Madhvacharya, Ramanuj, everyone came here. And they were they learned everything here. Here the 64 kalas of Vedas were given to so many rishis. Brihaspati, that is Sarvam Bhattacharya, also came. He learned everything from here. Bhan Vidya, Dhanur Vidya, and all Vidyas has begun from this place. So this is Vidyanagar. Vidya is two kinds. One Paravidya, one is Aparavidya. Aparavidya, besides bhakti, everything is aparavidya. Bhakti is only paravidya. So everything, every kinds of vidya, para, apara, everything has begun from here. So this is vidya. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to come to learn Sanskrit. Ganga sometimes came here, sometimes there, sometimes other places, and divided Navadvip in 9 islands. This is Bahula Ban or any other Ban. Now we should go.
Oops. What about your breakfast?
Huh?
Do you have any breakfast yet?
Have you brought here? Yeah. Then we should go there. At his school, there is a school. We can wait there. Or we can go direct to
Mamgachi.
As you, in school, there will.
What is a good thing to pray for here?
That the vidya, paravidya, that is, this should be dashi of Srimati Radhika. This is paravidya.
Same paravidya everywhere. The same prayer everywhere.
We have one destination. So everywhere we can pray for that destination. That goal.
Should we also pray that the lila of that place may come within our hearts?
Certainly. Lila of this place. What Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has done, it should be manifested in our hearts. And we should realize this.
He learned his Sanskrit.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teachings that Gopi Bhava is best of all his teachings. So we should realize this. Anyone ask the question, Jiva Goswami asked the question to Nityananda Prabhu. Why anyone living in Navadvip and doing in Navadvip bhajan, why he wants to go to Vrindavan? No? I asked the question. And you are telling that you should go to Vrindavan. Why? If Navadvip is Vrindavan, no difference. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Udar, Audharya Bhava.
Merciful.
Not merciful. Merciful, but there is a very...
Magnanimity. Magnanimous.
Generous.
No.
Mahabharanaya.
Mahabharanaya. Like, here, when anyone sees Krishna, hears the name of Krishna, and Krishna manifests himself in anyone's heart, he becomes senseless. If anyone, like Srimati Radhika is telling, that I have heard Krishna name, and since I am mad, Tunde Tandauli, Ratu Vitinite of Rupa Goswami is telling this. Madhura madhura me tat mangalam mangalana. But we don't realize this. If one Krishna name comes in our heart in Suddharu, Suddha mane?
Pure.
Then any man cannot be incense. He becomes
unconscious.
But in heart he will see Krishna. So Krishna comes himself and touches that man, that devotee. Oh, by hearing my name, you have become senseless. So he touches that man, and by touching, very soft and gentle, he becomes incense. When he sees Krishna, so beautiful, with pitambar, here, pansi, and eyes of the corner he sees, he again becomes senseless. Krishna says that, what should I do? Then he began to play on flute, or telling, oh, my bhakti. You have become senseless, so in sweet voice that it went in the ear of that devotee and went in the heart of that person. And again he will. He became insensitive. Then, Tarpariki, first is सौंदर्य नहीं नाम सौंदर्य सुस्वर्य देन ही अगेन फेन देन फ्रॉम सुगंध सुगंध ही गेट सो मच फ्रेग्रेंट इन हिज नोज अगेन ही बिकेम सेंस इनसेंस सो व्हेन ही सीज एनीथिंग ऑफ कृष्ण ही बिकम सेंसलेस सो कृष्ण डज मर्सी दैट एट ए टाइम ही कैन हियर द नेम ही कैन हियर द साउंड्स ऑफ बंसी ही कैन सी कृष्ण एंड ही कैन टच कृष्ण एंड ही कैन स्मेल कृष्ण एंड दिस मर्सी इज कॉल्ड औदार्य
एट ए टाइम
कृष्ण कैन नॉट डू बट चैतन्य महाप्रभु डू सो चैतन्य महाप्रभु औदार्य
very good meaning for
Dante. Any madhurya, four kinds of madhurya. And one of the madhurya can do a man senseless.
But when all of those together, again he becomes senseless.
But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, he can feel all these things at a time. This is Madhurji. Madhurji Kadambini has told like this. Viswanatha Chakrabarti Thakur is so merciful. Now we should...
What is the answer to Jiva Goswami's question?
Oh, Jiva Goswami told, ask Nityananda Prabhu, that why a person knows that even he knows that Navadvip and Vrindavan are both one thing. So doing here meditation or chanting and everything doing, why one wants to go in Vrindavan? He told that Vrindavan and Krishna, they vichar kare bane, they judge that a aparadhi bhakti of person should not go to Vrindavan. They cannot see Vrindavan. Vrindavan is a rasasthan. Rasasthan, you know, place of rasa. Pit of rasa, and how to approach to that pit is Navadvip. Krishna is a rasik, but how to be rasik? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives that thing, and this dham gives. A man can worship Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he can worship only in Dasya Bhava. In Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the shape of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we only worship him as a Dasya Rasa. A woman cannot reach to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, cannot touch Chaitanya Mahaprabhu feet, because he will be angry. He is not. From very far away, he can see. And
within the mind,
she can do. But openly she cannot come. A king cannot come, what to say, woman. He never sees towards any woman. So, any person cannot worship Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Vatsalya, Sakya and Madhuras. He arrived Ramananda, yet he is Vishakha, and Sarup Damodar, he is Lalita, and Gadadhar Pandit is Radhika. But in the shape of a Purush.
Male.
And as a servant, they can be with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Not as a friend. They cannot sit on this place of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. On the bed of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they cannot come. They will do pranam to that bed and place. So, as a friend, he will not be worshipped. As a vatsala rasa, we cannot worship. He is my boy, and I am his father and mother. And in madhur rasa, in the shape of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, anyone cannot worship as a madhur rasa. That Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is my parakiya friend. We cannot do. In Chaitanya Charitamrita and Chaitanya Bhagavata, it has been told that it is wrong way. But in Krishna we can do all these things. When we will worship Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Dasharas, and when it will be ripe and will be Siddha, the same person will see in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not there, there Radha and Krishna. And there we can do madhur rasa with Krishna. So, when we know that Vrindavan and Navadvip is the same, then by practicing bhakti in Navadvip, we will reach in Vrindavan. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will be in the shape of Radha and Krishna. And then Navadvip will be seen by us that this is Vrindavan. It gives the way, how we can reach in the Rasasthali that is in Vrindavan.
Sometimes it is said that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is more merciful than Krishna.
Certainly.
So we can see that for the beginning person, the mood of Dasya is much more easy for them.
Certainly.
Now we should last question. If one comes to the stage that he sees that Vrindavan is here in Navadvip, then what is the need to go physically to Vrindavan?
Because here Govardhan is not apparent. Jamuna is not apparent. Here, tamal tree is not here. Here, everything is not. When he will go there, he will by these eyes, not by meditation. Here in meditation, but there in eyes, we will see all these things. And it will be more easy to go in Vrindavan. Sarvam Bhattacharya ki, Vidya Nagar ki, Gau Premanand. Have you given something?
This was old temple. Again, please. The Prabhupada has
some. Your shoes are bad.
This is a Gaudiya Math here?
No, Gaudiya Math is
behind this left side.
Any of these are original buildings? No.
Height of 100 years before? Not anything.
But this is original.
The trees.
Those are the same trees. They say that...
Did you get some of those little flowers?
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu put some pens in the ground. And the pens became trees.
Tree.
Like that?
That.
That is called column guard.
Ah.
When you're cutting anything,
Then Ritudip, now we are entering in Jahnudip and then Mudrudip. Four deep today. finished.
Express Parikram.
Jalpadgiri, can I have